Hello! Welcome to Today I Cried Because, the podcast brought to you by Sha
and Zadi. We're two best friends just hanging out.
Sometimes we cry.
Sometimes we don't. But most days we do. On this podcast, we'll be talking about
what made us cry today.
Why did you cry? Oh, sorry. Okay, wait.
I feel like every time we start, we always start with, why did you cry today in that voice? So, Sha, why did you cry today?
That's okay. Exactly.
Like, we have to be that tone.
Okay, okay. Let's
no, it
do
doesn't
a,
have
let's
to
do
be
a low voice.
Okay, yeah.
So, Sha, why did you cry today?
Today I cried because I had a nightmare.
Ooh. What is it? October? Honestly, it could be, and I wouldn't even know the difference.
Right? Happy April, everyone.
April, I am the fool.
Anyway, about my nightmare. I dreamt that my mom died.
Oh no. Don't laugh while you're saying that.
I mean, okay, it's not funny. Obviously, it's not funny that I dreamt that my mom died. But it was just funny that we were talking about April's Fools. April's Fools.
April's Fools.
April Fools. April Fools. I said, oh, I dreamt that my mom died. But I did dream that my mom died recently. Not very recently, but within last year.
Oh no.
Yeah, and it was really upsetting. Like, I was like crying in my dream, and I remember, like, in the dream, I wasn't sure if I dreamt that my mom died or if she really died.
Oh no.
Like, that was the dream. So I would like ask my dad something about my mom, and then he'd be like, why would you ask me that? And then I'll be like, oh, and then he's like, your mom's dead. And I was like, ah. So I cried and I cried and I cried. And then when I woke up, I was crying. And I went immediately to my mom's room to check if she was alive.
Oh no.
And then I cried and I hugged her. And I was like, mommy, I dreamt that you died. And she was like, I'm alive. I said, like, okay.
I'm alive. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
That seems very intense. I would not know what to do.
Right?
It was, I would check on my mom also.
Yeah, and the fact that I didn't know if I dreamt that my mom died or she actually died in my dream. It's like Dreamception.
Dun 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 dun.
Spooky.
New horror movie coming to you.
Dreamception.
Technically, Inception is already like a dream in a dream, so I don't think you have to call it Dreamception.
That's true. We were looking through like our dreams, like we use each other as dream journals.
Yeah, because apparently we can't write it down ourselves.
Yeah.
Especially me, honestly.
And then one of Sarika's texts was like, I dreamt that I couldn't wake up, so I woke up twice in the dream.
Inception IRL, y'all.
I'm very confused by that. But anyway, tell me about a recent nightmare that you had.
I don't think I've had a recent nightmare, but like, do you remember, like, it was in 2018, okay, it's how like impactful the dream was on April 12th.
Almost 3 year anniversary, yeah, of the dream. Oh my god.
Basically, I was like, I had a nightmare. We were in separate lifts, and it was three people per lift. The both of you were in the same lift. And then like the person that trapped us in the lift threatened to kill one of the groups. And then they asked us to choose. And then apparently I was really stressed. And then I was like crying and screaming to be like, kill me instead. And then I woke up and realized I was crying like in real life.
Oh no.
Yeah, so I made up a sore situation with two of my best friends. So yeah.
Yikes. That is so intense.
Right? Like, I was just like, no, don't kill them, please.
It's so weird when like you do something in your dream and then you wake up and you're actually doing it, like crying.
Or peeing.
Yeah. I had a dream when I was younger where Elmo was telling me to pee and I peed the bed. Because Elmo told me to pee. So I peed.
Oh my god.
That's not really a nightmare, but that's just a dream.
It's just a bad dream also. Like, it's a bad reality.
Yeah, dreams to reality.
Yeah.
I think it happens more frequently than you think.
True.
Right?
It's like when you really need to pee in your dream. But then you pee in your dream. But then when you're older, you pee in your dream. But then when you wake up, you really need to pee, so you go to the toilet straight away. That happened to me, like, the other day.
Really?
Like, in my dream, I really, really need to pee. I forgot. It was like a journey to the toilet. Then I was like, oh. Then I finally got to pee. Then I was like, oh, yeah. Then I woke up. Then I was like, oh, I really need to pee now. So I had to journey to the toilet again in real life.
Was the journey worse in the dream?
Of course.
Or in real life?
Why would it? Okay, maybe in real life it's tiring to get out of bed. Anyway.
Yeah.
Dreams.
Like, sometimes when you get deja vu, do you think that it's because you dreamt about it before?
Maybe. I feel like sometimes I have dreams and then after it happens in real life, then I get like scared.
Right, yeah.
It's a little bit scary. Or like a place that you dreamt of before in your dream and then it's not somewhere you've been to. Then after that, when you finally go to the place, you're like, what the hell? This is where it was.
Right, they say that everybody that you see in like in your dreams are people that you've seen in passing. So how does that make sense that you dream about a place before you've ever seen it?
Right? It's like your brain is just constructing these places, or like if you passed by a place and then remembered it like so clearly. Cannot be, right? It's kind of weird.
I don't know. This is strange. Weird.
Have you ever had like a dream that has like a continuous storyline?
Like a coherent storyline?
Doesn't have to be coherent, but I guess it's like the same setting. So you know, like, it's this dream world.
No, I don't think so.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I did. Like, there was a point of time when I always dreamt of this place. I forgot what it looks like because I haven't dreamt of it in a while. But like, it's always happening in the same place. It's a weird ass storyline, but then like, the place is always so distinctive. I always remember after I wake up. Maybe it's another life.
Whoa.
That'd be interesting.
The only recurring dream that I ever had was people throwing mattresses at each other. Like bed mattresses, not like single bed mattresses, but like
huge
king size, queen size mattresses. They were just throwing at each other and they were fighting. Yeah.
I wonder if there's like a dream meaning. If you like search it out online, people throwing mattresses at each other. And then I was like, the meaning is just like, oh, you really need sleep.
But no, but it was actually like a really scary dream. I would say that that would be one of the recurring nightmares that I had as a child. Yeah.
I always have dreams where like my loved ones are in danger. Which is kind of bad.
Yeah.
I would think that it probably means like you are afraid that they will like disappear or something. I don't know. But yeah, I remember like I had a dream in like my old house, like even when I was really young. Then there was a psycho killer that went into our house.
Oh my god.
And then
god.
My like mom and my brother were trapped inside. Then I saved my mom. And then I was like, should I?
Should I save?
Should I? And then I woke up. So,
well. Now you'll never know.
GG, boy. GG. Have you ever had like those dreams where you get chased after by something?
Sometimes I dream that I'm like running away, but it's not really like running away from anything, just kind of like running.
Maybe you're like a sprint star in like your alternate reality.
No, but it's not like happy running, it's like running.
I don't think athletes run happily also in that short sprint.
True. But it's not a short sprint, it's like a run, you know, like a
oh no
kind of thing.
Are you just being chased by your anxieties in life?
Maybe.
Spicy.
Sometimes I have dreams where it's just me doing normal things, but like really anxious.
Oh no.
It's like me
doing
a
real life.
Like, when I'm awake, I'm doing everything anxiously. When I dream, I'm doing things anxiously also.
That's too much.
I can never escape.
That's way too much. I do not like that.
I don't like
it. We should remove the anxiety from you.
Surgery.
Like that.
Oh. Cured.
No anxiety.
Thank you.
All you needed was a little sh-
I could use a little shoot right now.
Cut. Moving on. Speaking about I keep having dreams. I date people that I would probably never date in real life.
I thought this was going somewhere weird.
No. But like, yeah, I keep having dreams where I date K-pop idols and things like that. But it's like
Specifically,
there was a time of my life where I dreamt of Wonho.
Oh.
Wonho is good.
He's a beefy boy.
He's a beef kick. But anyway, yeah, it doesn't make sense because in real life I wouldn't. But then in your dreams, whatever goes, right?
I guess.
Whatever goes.
I mean, I don't really dream about dating people. I don't really dream about doing much. Actually, I'm not really a person that dreams a lot.
I don't know what that means. Honestly. I think that's just normal.
I just sleep without dreaming.
That's normal, I guess.
So I don't dream about dating people.
Hmm.
What do you do on your date to these K-pop idols? Some...
No, I don't do anything. It's so mild though, it's like holding hands. Or not, it's like being classmates. Like a AU, you know, like a fanfic AU.
Aww, but like okay, in your dreams. That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I want a university romance.
Right? I would love that.
Where is my university romance?
Well, no.
No.
Well, okay, he does hit us up, man. Like, I want uni. So, like, you date Shah, you're dating me also.
It's true.
I mean, like, hit Shah up.
Shah Sipao on Instagram.
That's right. She's cutie. She's thotty. She's everything.
I mean...
She's milfy. She's great. She's the girl of your dreams. Ha!
Do you have any dreams recently?
The most recent dream that I said... Oh, no.
Why?
My next most recent dream that I
Wait,
had.
Wait, why? Just tell me.
It was a Mingyu one.
Oh, God.
I'm not gonna talk about Mingyu. I can't talk about Mingyu after this.
Yeah, okay. Tune in to the next episode, okay? Talking about Sarika's obsession with Mingyu.
No, I don't have an obsession.
So she's had at least 7 dreams about you.
Oh, that's too much.
No.
That's like
you
4.
You think I'm joking? At least 7.
I don't know why only Mingyu, but yeah. Anyway.
Okay, before the Mingyu dreams. You can talk about the Mingyu dreams. If you want to hear about Sarika's Mingyu dream, tune in 2 weeks' time.
Yes. Apparently my last dream that I had was having a dream that I got lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to find a way out. Part of the dream was also that I saw Kai from EXO. And then I thought he was really pretty. It's like, I'm not even an EXO fan. I've not even looked at EXO in like a long while.
What is he doing just standing there?
Honestly, yeah. I think I was just passing by, honestly. I think I passed by him and I was like, wow, he's so pretty. And I just walked away.
While trying to escape. You yeah. Like, oh shit, I gotta get out of here. Ooh, pretty.
Yeah, so like my dreams are so strange. What was your most recent dream?
Oh, my dream last night?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, let me read what I said to you.
Honestly, it's so funny when we send each other our dreams through text, because it's so incoherent. It doesn't make any sense.
Because I wake up and I write it in a note immediately when I wake up.
Right? And then after that, you read through it, like, what the hell? Like, there was once I had a dream that was, like, enough for me to, like, want to speak it into my phone. And then when I spoke it into my phone, it didn't make sense at all.
Please, can we read that later?
Sure.
So I just want to put Gloria and I think you liked it.
Okay, but anyway, your most recent dream.
My last night dream. This is what I wrote in my notes app, okay? I had a dream that I got together with someone that I used to date, but it wasn't really him. We were in a room at first and then things got weird before I spotted a guy that dumped a whole large curly fries into his mouth. And for some reason, we lied and said we went to the beach. And suddenly, we were at this event place and some teacher came up to us because he's a uni student and freaked out because apparently we weren't supposed to be eating there. And she pointed at him and was like, "You want to be a teacher?" But then suddenly, there was an event and these 2 people from Raffles came up to us and were like, "Where is the gay? Why do I see 2 people from Raffles who like girls and guys together?" And I was like, ?" Because I didn't know that he was from Raffles or like girls and guys. And I was very confused. Thank you.
Man, honestly, fever dreams.
Please read the Gloria dream.
So this was a dream about, well, Mingyu. Yeah, and then like, basically I was like...
I didn't even know that it was about Mingyu.
It was about Mingyu. And like, the thing was that I was so tired and I didn't want to wake up yet. So I just used dictation on like, my phone. Mm-hmm. And then, it doesn't make sense. The entire note is, Mingyu was in a dream. In the end, he was my table partner change. She was really cute. She helped me with Roman. She sent to me, she watched the YouTube video. Are you sure with me just watching things? I would like a soul music. Which movies do you should use like you what? And me at one point in Looking Gloria? I look forgot your ex's name. Was in a van, dude. There was so much for interviews in the afternoon. Before the show, was it, you know? Thank you. That was my slam poetry.
No, I don't know. I can't believe it ended with you know. I don't know.
I tried my best.
I like it. Do you remember anything about what the dream was? I see that Mingyu was your table partner.
Oh, yeah.
And then someone taught you Roman.
No, but apparently, okay, I wrote it down for you because I remembered it. I was like, oh, he kept watching YouTube videos on his phone. And it was all things that I watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I leaned on his shoulder while he did. And at one point, he smashed my face. Mm-hmm. And it hurt my feelings even in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You were all, like, apparently, Shia was also in the dream.
Mm-hmm. Am I Gloria in this situation?
I really do not know how you got Gloria, but like we were heading to like Kipi's study room to study, and then there was some event where we could try roller skating and it was fun. Yeah, that's how my dream goes.
Wow. Had nothing to do with Gloria.
I know one. Whatever, man. I don't know what I was trying to say, but good.
We recommend writing down your dreams or dictating them.
No, I do not recommend dictating them. Just be confused.
It's so funny
though. I can't get through it. It doesn't make sense.
Is your notes app like just dreams, 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 dreams?
No, I don't use my notes app. I use you. You are my dream journal, honestly.
Woohoo!
Sometimes you just dream, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes you really do just dream. There's a note that I wrote on 5th October 2018
mm-hmm.
where I wrote, I had a dream about being in an office with two people on the phone. That's it.
Like, the difference between our dreams is so intense. Like, I would dream about like anything and everything, and then you would just dream like slice of life. You are slice of life and I'm like horror. Romance.
Yeah, so, what the heck? Like, I dream about things that can happen in real life. I mean, I guess, besides someone, like, downing some large curly fries.
Honestly, it could happen.
I dream about very realistic things, okay? Like, going about my day anxiously. Two people on the phone in an office.
And then I dream... Oh, there was one dream that I had that was about a murderous Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently I got stabbed by her, but then it was okay because I stabbed her back.
Mm.
And then I told her in my text, it was either be stabbed or fight. So I was like, fight. Why Rihanna?
Rihanna's pretty cool. I like Rihanna.
Right? But I would not stab her. I would let her stab
me. If she wanted to stab me, I would at least fight it. You know? I don't think I would be like, yes.
Yeah.
Stab me, Rihanna. But if, you know, Rihanna, if you wanted to stab me, I would be completely okay with that.
Sha Siu Pao. Every opportunity. Mm-hmm. Just say Sha Siu Pao.
Sha Siu Pao.
Honestly, like, one of the worst nightmares I had was at, like, my boyfriend's place.
Mm-hmm.
Because I dreamt. No, I think it was, like, sleep paralysis also because I couldn't really wake up.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I dreamt, like, no, it's a version of him. Because I was sleeping on the outside mm-hmm. of the bed. So, like, when I looked beside, it was, like, his desk and his chair. Like, I imagine, I don't mm-hmm. know, that there was, like, another him on the chair.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then, like, he was staring at me. And, like, he was, like, pressuring me to do, like, weird things. And I was, like, no, 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 no.
Like what?
Like, I was really strange, yeah. Like, it wasn't him. It was basically not a him thing to do, but he was, like, really pressuring me.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, like, there was one point where I realised that he didn't have eyes in his face. But I knew he was staring at me. No, like, I got woken up and I was, like, sweating, you know.
Yeah.
So bad. Cause, and then I got freaked out. And I was, like, I looked at the chair and I was, like, ugh. And then I turned back and then I was, like...
I wouldn't even look at the chair if I woke up like that.
Yeah, but...
That is so scary.
Yeah, it was really scary. Cause it felt really real. And I was, like, ugh. Like that.
I don't think I've ever had, like, a really scary nightmare.
That's good.
Right? Like, no, like, scary nightmares, but, like... No, like, spirits or ghosts nightmares. More like people nightmares.
Oh, people are the scariest though.
Yeah, I don't know. Like my mom dying, that's scary. That's scary. I don't know if that's scary or sad. Maybe both, honestly.
It's both. Like, okay, I'm gonna expose oh. my boyfriend, okay?
Oh.
There was once, he had, I don't know, he talked in his sleep. I don't know, I was like still awake. Then suddenly I could hear him like mumbling. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, I checked on him, and then after he like raised up his hand, like he was holding a phone. Then he put it next to his ear, and he was like, I'm okay. And then I was just like, I was so confused. Then after he basically mumbled a bit more. So then after he looked at the phone, the imaginary phone, then he took his other hand and swiped at the fake phone. And I was just like, I laughed so hard and I couldn't stop laughing for like a good while. It was so funny. Like imagine seeing someone raising up a fake phone and being like, I'm okay.
Oh my
like,
god. Okay, but it happens though.
Do you?
I don't answer the phone, but sometimes I dream that I'm texting someone. And then when I wake up, when I'm half awake, I feel my thumb moving to like text, but I'm not holding a phone.
I'm busy.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it has happened on more than one occasion where I'm like, I realize I'm half awake and I'm just using my thumb to like type something on an imaginary phone.
Oh my god, imaginary phone gang.
Yeah, sometimes dreams are so realistic. Like sometimes you dream that somebody texts you, like I dream that somebody texts me, and then I wake up and check my phone thinking that someone was messaging me.
And then you check and then there's nothing.
Yeah.
Wow. We are so different. Your dreams are so realistic, and then my dreams are like out of this world.
Yeah, I don't know which is better, honestly. I think both of them are just bad.
Oh yeah, it's like
downright bad.
Just let us sleep.
Right.
Maybe like sometimes I like a spicy dream or two, you know? Like a nice, exciting dream where I'm doing something that I wouldn't do in real life.
Like what? Let's see. I'm okay.
like something exciting, like okay, a Rihanna, but I'm performing with Rihanna.
Mm.
Not like a Rihanna stabbing me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't happen in real life, because it's not something I'm striving to do. Did I not just put you on silent mode? I'm so sorry. My phone has this thing where it turns all silent mode by himself. What are we on about? I'm so sorry.
I don't know. Dreams are weird.
Dreams are really weird.
Dreams can be realistic sometimes. Sometimes they just seem insane. But it doesn't really like occur to you until you wake up.
Yeah. The meaning of dreams.
The meaning of dreams.
Yeah. Have you like checked any meanings for your dreams?
I once dreamt that there was black rain.
Ooh. Sounds like a...
But... I went to Google what black rain meant, but I forgot what it is now. But the thing is, I wasn't really concerned about the black rain. I was concerned that I was wearing white shoes and they were getting dirty in the rain.
It was so realistic.
Yeah, but I think that the black rain was like a bad omen kind of thing.
Of course, in real life, it would be a bad omen also. Yeah. Like, not even in just in your dreams. In real life, bad omen.
Yeah. But I never really, like, think about the meaning of dreams. Because, like, most of the time I don't dream anything too whack, you know, that I would have to be like, what does this mean?
Whack. Really, like, there was one point, I looked at our old chats, and then there was a point where he had dreams about bombs exploding.
Mm.
Apparently it means that something that you can't control is going to happen soon.
I don't remember if anything happened. I mean, there are a lot of things that you couldn't control, you know, that have happened.
Like diarrhea. Like your emotions.
Yeah, my bowel movements are quite okay recently. Let's not talk about bowel movements right now.
Today I cried because I shit my pants.
No.
Who are you?
When was the last time you shit your pants? Never mind, let's not ask this question.
That's the question of the day, boys.
Okay.
But yeah, dream meanings. Apparently, if you dream that your partner is cheating on you.
Mm-hmm.
It means that they're not giving you something that you want.
Ooh.
Or like you're psychic and then they're actually cheating on you.
Ooh.
So I don't know. But yeah, it means something like that. I've not dreamt about that.
Has anyone had any interesting dreams lately?
If you dreamt about one of us, let us know.
Ooh.
I am a star. I love starring in people's dreams.
Yeah, the podcast of your dreams. I don't think this would be a good episode to listen to when you're going to sleep.
Yeah, because like, what if you dream about murderous Rihanna?
Yeah, or what if you dream about a person with no eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Or your mom dying.
Or both.
Ooh. Your mom with no eyes dying because a murderous Rihanna killed her.
I took out, oh my god, that's so much. Intense. I hope that you guys have a good dream.
Mm.
Our question of the day is, what are some exciting dreams you've had?
Yeah, recently.
Recently.
Tell us about your dreams.
Yeah.
Nightmares, good dreams, sad dreams.
You name it.
All the dreams. We want to know.
We really do want to know.
Yeah, send us an email at todayicriedbecausepodcast@gmail.com. One more time.
todayicriedbecausepodcast@gmail.com. I don't know why I say it like that. I can do it to him.
Okay, that's all. Hope everyone has sweet dreams. Thank you for listening. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Have a nice day. And I hope you don't cry or dream about murderous Rihanna today.